people packed into the Burma Road Chapel on Saturday afternoon to support the Shavies for St. Baldrick's Day. MC Susan Lynch tried to keep the mood light at times to celebrate the community coming together.
For $10,000 today, I will shave my legs. Somebody should call my husband. He'll be home on the 19th and he'd probably donate the $10,000 himself.
But she made sure people understood the importance of the cause.
Excuse me, my tears are keeping me from reading. 1 to 2 children will develop cancer for every 10,000 children. That makes for more than 15,000 children diagnosed with cancer each year. This is a diagnosis every 3 minutes. Every 4 hours, a child with cancer loses the battle.
That's the reason Judy Reuter decided to shave off her long tresses.
It's very hard. It's hard not to tear up, and it's hard not to get choked up when I talk about kids and cancer. Because it's bad enough when adults have it, but there's something about children that is just, it just seems so wrong for them to be that sick.
Judy Reuter wasn't the only woman up there. 3 others joined her, including mother-daughter pair Chris Ann and Esther Wilcox. The elder Wilcox said cancer has been a big issue in her family the past year. Her father-in-law is battling with it. She decided she wanted to shave her head to raise awareness of the issue. She and her husband sat down and discussed it with her 3 children so they understood why their mother would look different.
And so as we talked through the week, Esther said, well, Mama, if you're going to do it, so am I. And, I was ready to shave my own head, but I wasn't quite ready, I don't think, to hear my 5-and-a-half-year-old say she was going to do hers.
Esther says she's doing it for her grandpa. She's going to send him some of her hair. And she's doing it for Locks of Love, so her blonde hair can become a wig for another little girl. But she's also doing it for practical reasons.
I already cut my hair a lot of times, and I'm tired of cutting my hair, so I thought I could shave it.
She tried to convince her entire kindergarten class to shave too, but they didn't all go for it. Her mother says she's proud of her daughter. Even just considering shaving her head to help others was an amazing move for a 5-year-old. Wilcox says she also needs to shave for herself.
By the time I was in the middle of 9th grade, I'd already lost 2 of my peers to cancer. So for me, this is a personal journey, remembering them as well as remembering the folks that are still with us. And we're just excited that, you know, while we have the option of shaving our hair, it'll grow back. And we're thinking today of those who don't have that choice.
And then the shaving commenced. The hairdresser shaved patterns into the Shavies' heads as the crowd cheered.
Okay, that's enough. Next.
Event coordinator Brian Rankin was the first to shave his head.
It's actually kind of refreshing. It feels kind of cool.
His family has been touched by cancer too. So he put months into motivating the community, getting people to sign up and participate, and coordinating the logistics of the event.
The coolness of the event is it's amazing how something so simple as a head shaving can bring people together. I mean, if you look in the room today, it's just crowded with folks.
People even signed up to shave on the day of the event. At least Judy Reuter had a little bit of time to prepare for the aftershock, but even so.
It's going to take some getting used to. I don't know how to describe it. It doesn't look beautiful, but it doesn't look repulsive. It's just kind of like, oh my God, look at that sort of feeling, you know? It's kind of weird.
Participants said what isn't weird is the way the community pulled together for the event. All of the money raised by St. Baldrick's is given to researchers, young and old, who are trying to find cures for all of the different types of childhood cancer. Last year, the organization raised $12 million for the cause. You can find out more at www.stbaldricks.org. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.